Today's episode, the June Mountain Ski Area. June Mountain Ski Area might well be one of the most popular ski destinations in all of California if it didn't lie in the shadow of its uber ski resort neighbor to the south, Mammoth Mountain. Downhill skiing in June Lake got its start in the mid-1930s when a few hardy residents, anxious to get out and enjoy all that winter had to offer, constructed a rope tow on June Lake's O Ridge. Around 1937, June Lake locals organized a race they called the Silver Skis. Participants started near the former June Lake fish hatchery and hiked to the top of 10,800-foot Carson Peak, and then skied back down. By 1940, a group of local businessmen established the June Lake Winter Sports Association at the present site of June Mountain, constructing a 2,200-foot rope tow with a vertical rise of over 600 feet. Their operation included a first aid station, ski lessons, equipment rental, food service, and entertainment. At that time, despite the large-scale production of electricity at the nearby Rush Creek Power Project, there was no commercial electricity available for the people or businesses of June Lake itself. The association constructed a small hydroelectric project on Fern Creek to power their rope tow. Though popular at first, the ski area closed during World War II and did not reopen until 1958 when Bud Hayward from Southern California obtained a use permit and built a full-service ski area with a double chairlift and T-bar, which opened in February of 1961. During his tenure as owner of the ski resort until 1986, Hayward expanded the terrain and facilities, including the addition of rope tow, Poma lift, and three additional double chairs. In 1986, Mammoth Mountain Dave McCoy purchased June Mountain from Hayward. McCoy's initial plans included linking Mammoth and June together in the style of the great European ski areas. Alas, McCoy's dream was never able to come to pass. For the past 30 years, June has stayed part of the Mammoth Mountain ski area empire as the business has passed from one owner to the next and has remained a favorite among locals and visitors who seek out the quieter black diamonds and shorter lift lines found just a short distance from El Camino Sierra.